This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
That time of the week, we talk to Richard Pascoe, our tech guy. Always interesting things. And, of course, you'll be able to check out his website. We'll give you that at the end. G'day, Richard.
Hello, Paul, and hello to all the listeners out there.
Well, mate, let's get stuck first into Apple and the announcements.
They've made quite a few announcements. No phones yet. The phones look like they'll be at least another probably 2 to 3 weeks away before they'll make an announcement. So that's what we thought.
Right.
Remember, if you still want an iPhone, I would be holding off until we see the new ones. But last night, they've updated the iPad, the traditional iPad, which starts at $499. You can order a new one a lot quicker than the old one. There's a new iPad Air coming, which was the more upmarket iPad as well. Really changed that around. Looks great. That starts at $899. That'll be available next month. They announced a new Apple Watch, Paul. So this is the Apple Watch Series 6. It's quicker than the old one. Some new colours, including a great-looking blue. I've actually ordered the blue one because I reckon that looks great. But they've been able to implement into it now, Paul, what's called a blood oxygen sensor. So blood oxygen level is an important measurement of your overall health and wellness. It helps you understand how your body's absorbing oxygen and the amount of oxygen delivered to your body. It all gets done through your wrist. So the sensors on the back of your wrist go along and measure the amount of blood going through. So I reckon that's a really interesting development from the Apple team about this. And it goes along with the heart rate as well. I was in hospital last week. And I was always comparing my heart rate for what they were doing it to what was on the Apple Watch at the time. Pretty well spot on, got to say.
Yes, I've got an Apple Watch that Marion bought me, and it does give the rates per minute. So if you're getting a little bit tense, up she goes, and you've got to go, well, let's take it down a little bit. We must mention to people it was nothing serious at the hospital, just a very...
A luminal change.
Yes, grease and oil chains. That's fantastic. All right, mate. Hey, listen, phones. We know phones these days, mobile phones. Like when we were growing up, you didn't have mobile phones. It was always a case of finding the nearest phone box, wasn't it?
And it was.
And whether you had enough coins to use the phone box. But, of course, these days, mobile phones have just taken over. They're everywhere. Everybody can be in contact with everybody else. Everybody is a cameraman. Everybody can make their own movies. All of that sort of stuff. But with phones, how much are we using them in 2020? Has there been a new survey into this?
There has been a new survey. So it showed us that 54% of people use their phones in the last 3 minutes before they go to bed. I'm probably guilty of that.
Marion and I both do that. I check on, Twitter or a couple of other things around the traps. But yes, 3 minutes, I would say an average I probably do 10 minutes.
Yep. So, but you check it that, and 53% reach for it the first thing when they get it within 3 minutes of waking up as well. I'm guilty of that as well.
I don't do that because I actually go straight to the computer to do my research for my radio show, and I don't actually look on the phone at all until I've finished that. So that's funny. I don't reach. Although I set the alarm on the phone, so theoretically I do reach for the phone to turn off the alarm at 5 o'clock.
There we go. So 2 in 5 believe the use of screens was affecting their mental health as well, but I don't think people are going to do anything about it. 2 in 3 said screens have made their life more sedentary. Walk with your phone. Go out, do some running, do something, get active. And half admitted their screen use was hindering their relationships. I was at a function last week, Paul, and I've got to say, the amount of people there that just sat on their phone and didn't talk stunned me. But it seems to be happening more and more now.
Yes, I'm glad that some restaurants don't like you doing that too. You were mentioning what you were mentioning, but restaurants too are a situation where you go into restaurants. And normally, I mean, I love going to a restaurant for the conversation and, good friends and little bit of robust conversation if you disagree with something. It's fantastic. But you look around restaurants now and the before people at the table, they're all on their phone. I mean, you know, may as well eat at home.
And I'll be having dinner with number one tonight, and I guarantee you, we'll be having a robust conversation, so yes.
Oh, dear. Okay, now, something that I'm very, very interested in, and that is vinyl. Now, a lot of the albums being put out by artists now, they bring it out the normal way, or they, you know, people can stream it, or they bring it out on vinyl. Now, you apparently are saying that vinyl has outsold CDs for the first time since 1986.
Believe it or not, Paul, that's quite true. So vinyl records accounted for 62% of physical music sales this year. It's a stunning figure. So they generated about $232 million in the first half of 2020. So a lot of people like to go along and get the vinyl records or order them in online as well. You know, that gives you something to hold while you're listening to the music. So, you know, great on vinyl to do it. However, Paul, streaming media accounts for 85% of all music revenue. So it really does pale in comparison to what streaming media does. But it was good to see vinyl, I think, coming back. Physical media, 7% of that overall revenue and 6% earned by digital downloads on there. So I think the other couple of percent would be cassettes, believe it or not. So, you know, it's good to see vinyl coming back, but it's that niche part on there. I'll have to revive my record player, Paul, but I need to find somewhere that's going to sell me a needle. So, yes.
Have you still got a turntable of sorts?
I do.
Okay, but you need a new diamond tip.
I probably need a new needle to go in it, so yes.
Yes. Look, I did a story on Channel 7 on Today Tonight when I was back in Adelaide, and I did a story on people in Adelaide who had vinyl records and real collectors, aficionados, if you like, of vinyl. And they sort of sat me next to a CD and then sat me next to a vinyl, and I can tell you the vinyl had a much warmer sound.
It did too. There was nothing like hearing the vinyl with the cracks and all that coming through it.
Well,
we'd have skipped everything. But we've got to remember, and that once we pass 30, we don't hear like we used to.
Sorry?
I was waiting for that one as well.
Sorry.
That was very good, Paul. So, yeah.
Aye?
11 o'clock, Paul. Fine. Keep going.
Yeah,
it's
good,
all right.
Good, thanks. Now, the interesting thing about it is, back in the old days, the men used to walk around with a horn, you know, in their ear.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, with a horn in their ear. Do you remember they used to go, aye, aye?
Aye, yes.
Remember that?
But thank God we got hearing aids now.
Yes, but that was like a little gramophone. It was it amplified the sound, the little horn in the ear. So, a vinyl, eh? Oh, that's really rare. I notice Reba McEntire, who's a country singer, we feature her here on Fab FM. She's putting out her next album on vinyl. A lot of the big artists are putting them out on vinyl now.
Oh, they are. They've got to try and generate some, you know, some income, and it's hard at the moment. So, you know, that's why you'll go and see some bands, and they've actually got cassettes in there that you can go along and buy. So there's always something cassettes. When we can actually see people now, but, you know, we can't see anybody at the moment. So, but we hope life returns to normal very quickly.
Oh, let's hope that cassettes, that falls in a heap very shortly.
Yep.
Okay, let's get to the crap tech item of the week. Do you want a robot making your burger?
I don't particularly.
No.
But there is a robot called Flippy as well. So there's a burger chain in America called White Castle.
Did you say Slippy or Flippy?
Flippy. So he flips the robot.
Oh, no, that was Flipper. Sorry.
That was Flipper.
Yeah.
So, yes.
What was that, Flipper? So he's drowning in the yacht. Yes, okay. And whereabouts is that? Oh, South by Southwest. Okay, thank you.
Yep. Get out there, Flipper. Instead of telling us, go and rescue the bloke, seriously. Dumb as dishwater, Flipper was.
Now, don't say that. Look, a lot of kids love Flipper.
They did too, so yes.
The thing that spoiled Flipper was teaming up with Paul Hogan.
Oh, yeah, that's a show. And look, speaking of Paul Hogan.
Yes.
Can I just put out a public warning?
Yes.
He made a new film and put it on Amazon Prime. It's one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, I sat through it. I watched it.
That's awful.
You know what it was? I kept, and Marion said, why are you keep watching this rubbish that he's produced? And I said, well, look, it's like a train wreck. I just can't take my
exactly
eyes away.
Right.
And wasn't it the most self-indulgent load of garbage?
Oh, yes.
Paul Hogan.
You know, I could not get over it. And it's true, I sat there all the way through it as well. Because true, he could not look away.
It was dreadful. Not only the Paul Hogan's acting, and I mean, some of the other people around him could act, but Paul can't act, of course. He's Paul Hogan. But it was so self-indulgent, and with that little kid back in Australia as well.
Oh,
yeah. You could have strangled the kid.
Yeah, could have. That would have made it. That would have made it a better film if they did kill the kid.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Hey. Whoa. Can't say that.
No, okay.
Okay. Anyway, move on from Paul Hogan's awful movie, and you're right, a warning out to people, do not watch this load of crud.
Oh, no, terrible.
Waste of time and money. Yep.
People will go and actually want to go and watch it now because they say it can't be that bad.
Oh, no, it is that bad. It is that bad. Actually, yes. It's probably worse than the Western that he made. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
Now, what was the name of that?
Oh.
Lightning Jack.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
What a stinkeroo.
Yeah. It's not gone well.
Yeah, Paul, we loved you as Hoags. We did on telly. You were fantastic as the wanker and all of those other characters that you created. But please don't make any more movies, mate. Thanks.
Yeah, we've deviated away, I've seen.
Oh, yes.
So,
now,
let's go back to it. So, White Castle, a burger chain, got a robot called Flippy, which they're using to go along and fry food, flip burgers, and more, uses artificial intelligence, supposedly, to make your burger. I don't like this idea, Paul, because
no.
It puts kids out of work. The only time I would like this, right, is you know when you've been out on a Saturday night,
yeah,
and you suddenly decide you want a burger on a Sunday morning,
yeah.
And they've got some kid they're paying $5 an hour to,
yes,
to make the burger, and you've said you want it a particular way, and it gets wrapped, and
yes,
you take it out. It's not the right way. That's the only time I reckon Flippy should be employed.
That's
Flippy
right.
Flippy should be employed for those people who are a bit hungover, make an order, and they want it exactly how they want it. So
yes, a little bit of grease on Sunday morning.
Exactly right.
So okay.
Yes. No,
well,
we don't like Flippy, so yes.
Let's flip Flippy. How much is the Flippy cost?
Oh, tens of thousands.
What?
Yeah, tens of thousands of, yes, tens of thousands
well,
of dollars, Paul.
Nobody listening in is going to buy one of those anyway.
Yeah, and what really made me laugh was he said, no, we're never going to replace human jobs. It gives them more chance to stay out with the customers. And we laughed and laughed and laughed at that. So,
yes. We have gone off on such a tangent already, but have you got anything that used to be that's not around now?
Joy buzzers.
What the hell's that? Joy buzzers?
Joy buzzer. It used to look like a ring on one side, but on the other side, it used to wind it up and it used to go and shake somebody's hands. It used to give them a pretend electric shock.
Oh, the hand buzzer, you know?
The hand buzzer.
And you went,
yeah.
Ah!
The hand buzzer that used to face on the hand. So, yes, and go along and do that. Kids, we used to laugh, you'd cry. Far funnier than a Paul Hogan film at the moment was the old joy buzzer, especially if you got the older people because they'd jump up and down. Didn't give them a heart attack, but that was good. So joy buzzers, Paul.
Okay. Now, I've got a very strange one this week of things that aren't any longer. And that is, it's a very interesting thing to go into the Australian Stock Exchange and see the last companies delisted by ASX.
Right.
So some of the names here. So you've got the Dongfang Modern Agriculture Holding Group Limited. The Dongfang.
When I wanted agriculture, I always went to Dongfang. I'm very upset he's out of work now. Yep.
Well, it says here, we understand this company failed and ASX removed the company from listing because the securities have been suspended from trading for a period of 2 years. So I wonder what Dongfang got up to. Another company here is the Jingcheng International Group Limited. We understand this company failed to pay its annual listing fee on the due date. ASX has accordingly removed it from its official list. Isn't it funny that these companies, a lot of them are Chinese companies, which are interesting. I wonder how fair dinkum a lot of these companies are that they set up in Australia. Yeah, that's about it. So
that's about it.
Yeah, you had the buzzer and I had the Feng Yang or Fung Yang or whatever.
And Mr. Dong.
Mr. Dong. All right.
And we gave Paul Hogan a fair going over.
Oh, we slapped him about Paul Hogan. We love Hogs on telly, but don't make any more movies.
No, thank you.
What's your website?
Head over to talktech.com.au. Got all the details of the Apple announcements that are up there, so people can go along and have a look.
Okay. We'll catch you next time.
Look forward to it, Paul.